All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Is you ready?
I'm told that our technical difficulties have been worked out. Got my buddy Bill Nunn on the line. Bill.
Hello. What's up?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
we're a lot better right now.
Hi, Bill Nunn.
Hey, Kay, how you been? Long time.
I know, long time.
And Bill,
sure has been.
Say hello to Wayne Gilman. Wayne Gilman is our co-host. Wayne was on WLIB, WBLS radio back in the day. I'm sure you've heard his voice. Wayne, say hello to Bill Nunn.
Bill Nunn, honor and a pleasure to be with you. How you doing?
How you doing, Wayne?
I'm great.
I remember like about 25 years ago, we were on Kay's show. Was that LIB or BLS?
That was LIB. Is he originally from New York?
That was so fun. That was a real treat for me, you know. I can't believe it's that long ago, though, you know.
I can't either, but fun.
We are old.
We ain't that old, man. You know.
We're older. That's
and now let me just give people, like I said, this is my buddy Bill Nunn. Bill and I met when we were doing school days. Okay. Bill went to school you went to Morehouse. You were ahead of Spike, right?
Yeah, I was actually of the Morehouse guys in that movie. I was in the middle between Sam and Spike. Maybe we were all like 3 years apart.
So it's
funny because Sam got me in the theater and then
that's
Spike
Jackson,
got
people.
Me in the films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Samuel L. I'm talking about.
Samuel L., as you know, but that's they're you know.
The rich Samuel L. That guy works a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he loves to work.
He loves working.
And,
yes, he does.
And he was a guest on the Kay Thompson Show on WLIB as well.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson back in the day, as was LaTanya, Sam's wife.
Yeah.
Who was in.
Wow.
And we, as you know, Bill, we
yeah,
know.
Tanya. Lisa interviewed his wife.
Oh, Lisa interviewed
yeah,
my
in
sister.
Conversations when she was doing her conversations.
Celebrities Conversations.
Yeah,
but as you know, Bill, LaTanya was actually working first, right? She was the one that started really kind of breaking through with commercials and things like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, when they moved to New York, Sam was quite jealous of Tanya. Yeah, that's right. Tanya was hitting Broadway and everything, and Jack was a little envious there for a while, you know. But, you know, they switched up at some point, and now they're both doing it, you know. She's just been on Broadway, as you know.
With the remake of Raising the Sun.
Yeah.
Which you appeared in the Sean Combs version on Broadway a few years ago, more than
10 years, man, if you can believe that. That was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that was yourself, and was Felicia Rashad in that production as well?
Felicia Rashad, Puffy Combs, Sanaa Lathan, and Audra McDonald. Six-time Tony winner.
That's right.
She won one that year, too. She's something else.
Yeah, Audra McDonald, she just kind of keeps, and she just won another one for Lady Day.
Yeah.
So she's a serious talent. Now, Bill Nunn and I met, like I said, we went down to do school days, and our characters in the same clique, the fellas, with the Lawrence Fishburne crew. And we were kind of the country boys. You know, my character was supposed to be a country boy. Bill's character, I guess, was supposed to be a country boy. So I, to work on my accent, Bill had a cousin-in-law who was really a country, your cousin was a real country dude, so he would bring him over to the room and I would hang out so I could listen to the guy's accent and try to get an accent. And Bill and I became really good friends. As you can tell, we're brothers to this day. I love this guy. This is like a brother to me. And we just had we clicked our sense of humors. Really clicked and been friends ever since. But
also
with the advent of Do the Right Thing and watching Bill's career take off, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. But something recently, we want to wish you condolences on the passing of your father, Bill Nunn Jr.
Oh, thank you.
Who was a scout for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No kidding, really?
Was the color line, right? Bill, tell us a little bit about your father, because you come from some very serious stock. Your father and then your grandfather was the editor or founder of the Pittsburgh Courier, correct?
Wow, yeah.
Well, he was the managing editor of the Pittsburgh Courier for years. Robert Vann actually was the founder of the paper and the owner. But my my granddad was the guy who ran the paper, the national edition, for its during its heyday, you know. And my dad stepped in, like, when I was a kid, my dad took over as managing editor. And that's about the time when he started getting in with the Steelers. So he actually ended up working with the Steelers for 46 years. He was actually in the draft room getting ready for the draft when he recently got ill. So he really died with his boots on.
Right. And
that would have been his 46th draft.
Good Lord, yeah.
And your father was a scout.
And he has, six Super Bowl rings.
Wow.
I was just going to say, that's a legend.
That's a small fraternity there.
That's right. Six rings. Your father was responsible for recruiting the likes of Joe Green and LC and a lot of those guys, right, Bill?
John Stallworth, LC Greenwood, Donnie Shell, a lot of the guys from the Steel Curtain, absolutely, you know.
Wow. And that's the whole...
He was one of the first scouts that was tapping into the historically black schools.
Wow.
And as you know, then they tapped that dry, really. And now all the ball players are going to some of the big schools, you know. But back then there was a lot of really great talent. There still is, actually. I mean,
right.
Some guys, not as many, but some guys are still making it to the pros, you know.
Right, right.
Like Hampton might have. They might have one or two guys in the pros, right?
How many does Morehouse have? You don't even want to start that.
I can't say. Morehouse, we had Edwin Moses, man.
That's right.
Our claim to fame, you know.
Right. Olympic hurdler, Edwin Moses.
Yeah, man.
And Bill, you broke a color line yourself there in terms of football and
I was the Jackie Robinson of ball boys. That's right. I broke the color barrier. I became the first African American to wash the Steelers' dirty jocks, I'm really proud of that.
And you were, as you said, you were the Jackie Robinson of ball boys. Yes,
I was.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I was there before Franco and all of them, man, you know.
Wow.
And now you, and also you, a couple of years ago, you were putting together a documentary that you're working on about the Steelers and stuff like that. And you showed me a bit, some clips of it, and you showed me a bit about when you were telling Joe Green about the time you and Art stole Joe Green's car.
Hey, don't tell all the good stuff, man. I actually back in the day, I don't know what we were thinking, but we did steal Joe Green's car and went into Pittsburgh one night, and I interviewed him about 3 or 4 years ago and asked him if he knew that. And he said, no. I said, well, would you have been mad? But anyway. What were we thinking? That goes under the category of what were we thinking.
What were you thinking? Now, this is when I say Art, that's, of course, Art Rooney, whose family owns the Steelers, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, he's the president of the Steelers now. Yeah.
I don't know
if he wants this story out either.
I know, right? okay, we're getting ready to go to a break. But on the other side, because I want to tell people, when you show me the clip and you actually tell Joe Green that you had it, that you actually, now what do you have, 1 minute? Just let me know. They actually tell Joe Green that you stole his car. He looks at you like, no, that didn't happen. And Bill is telling Joe Green that, yeah, we stole it. And if you know Bill, not anybody has ever met Bill. Bill's a big guy.
Yeah.
But he was looking up to Joe Green.
Wow.
Who looked like he was still in pretty good shape. So, I was like,
I don't want to tussle with Joe Green, okay? Let's put it that way.
Even now.
Game's over.
So are we going? We're going to go to a break right now?
Yeah.
We're going to go to a little break right now. Bill, stay on the other side. We're going to talk about a project that you have coming up called Sirens on the USA Network. And we're going to get you in, caller, at that 718 number if you have a question for Bill Nunn or anyone here on the panel. We'll be right back on the Kay Thompson Live Show here on the GoPro Radio Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
This summer sizzles on GoPro Radio Network with hot new shows and cool personalities. Every Wednesday live from 4 to 5 p.m. is the Nerdy Girl Wellness Hour with Amelie Lamont. From 5 to 6 p.m. is the BCF Experience, History, Art, Culture, Politics in Review, and Discussion with Byron C. Saunders. From 6 to 7 p.m. is Worldwide with Deshaun Farage. From 7 to 8 p.m. is the Earl Morgan Hour with Earl Morgan. From 8 to 9 p.m. is Kay Thompson Live with Kay Thompson and Eric Payne. From 10 to 11 p.m. is the Sexy Party Show with Mr. Lucario, Miles Cunningham, and Anita G. From 11 to 11:30, it's the Black Agenda Report with Glenn Ford. Black Agenda TV Express brings you news, commentary, and analysis from the Black Left. Fastest growing network in the galaxy. Visit www.goproradio.com. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have an event, product, service, talent, or something important to say, now is your chance. You can have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out or a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation and following, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We can help you grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own professional radio show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
You'll find it one day, but I like some of the music you're coming up with.
Yeah.
You know, young Patrick, I'm calling you young, I'm just messing with your hometown. I know you can take it right there.
He's 17.
Wow. And he's doing big things here.
Yeah.
That's our controller in the booth there.
In a direction.
We got Bill Nunn, Mr. Bill Nunn on Kate Thompson Live Show. I'm Eric Payne, that's my mom, Kate Thompson, Mr. Wayne Gilman. Bill. And caller, we're going to get you in. I just want to let people know. Now, you want to talk about your new show that you got on, coming on the USA Network, Billy.
Well, it's a comedy about paramedics. I know that doesn't sound like a very funny subject, but it actually is. It's not about, you know, particularly about the work we do, but it's about our lives, you know, and our, you know, crazy day-to-day stuff. Other than just work, and this is our second season coming up next year. We'll start shooting again in September, and it's produced by my buddy Dennis Leary, who I did a show with about 10, 15 years ago, and so this is our second time out working together, and you know, I really love his sense of humor. So, yeah, that's it. Sirens on USA.
What night and what time?
Well, it was on Thursday this year. I don't know if it's going to be. It was on Thursday against Scandals. So hopefully next year we will be somewhere else. I don't know. Scandals again.
Yeah.
But evidently we did pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's a
funny show.
It is a funny show. I watched, I watched a couple of episodes,
yeah.
And it is funny. The three guys that are the nucleus, and Bill plays one of the older, you know, sage EMS workers, probably I think a supervisor to these guys. But everybody is really good, and It has that sensibility that Dennis Leary, if you ever watched Rescue Me, which was Dennis Leary's show about firefighters in New York, which is a great show.
Yeah,
one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And the show that Bill and Dennis Leary did years ago was called The Job. It was on ABC about detectives for about a season. It should have been on longer. It was a great show.
Mm.
And this is a good one. And Bill just been made a series regular this season.
Very good.
Congratulations,
last year,
Bill.
Season, he was a guest star. Now he's a series regular. So
want everybody to watch
get that
it,
series
too.
Regular money there, my friend.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Sirens.
Sirens. And it comes on?
USA.
USA. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you never heard of it, huh?
Yes, I have.
No. you're just plugging it. Okay, I'm my bad.
That is great.
I believe you.
I watch it because of you.
And Bill was in. Wayne just remembered
it. Loretta Devine is my love interest too. You know, I know a lot of people want to tune in to see her.
Yeah, that's right.
No, if you're black and over 60, sooner or later Loretta is going to be your love interest. You know, so I feel that now I'm in that fraternity too.
No, man. But she's a delightful lady.
Yes,
she's a great actor.
Isn't she though? She really is. This is the first time I ever worked with her, and I was delighted. I mean, I think we really have good chemistry.
I have to ask you
something, Bill. Will you come on again on K Thompson Live? Promise me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got 5 minutes to the end of the show. I just call her. Do you want to get in here and ask a question of Bill Nunn? We're sorry that we had you on hold there at the 718.
Hey, we got a caller, man. Let them talk.
Hello,
you
hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
My
name is Ashawn. I just wanted to make a comment more so than a question. My comment was when you were talking about the transit workers going out on strike, I am a union worker. Well, it's not so much transit workers, but the Metro North, I mean, the Long Island Railroad people going on strike. If this was a mom-and-pop shop, I would say, oh, think about it, reconsider it. But this is a company that made $900 billion last year.
Thank you.
They can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not talking about people who didn't make money. They made money on top of money when businesses and mom-and-pop shops were closing down and not able to sustain themselves. Transit not only made a profit, but they made more profits than some of these big companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Why shouldn't they pay the transit workers? If you're working with the public, it's a hard job. And I am a transit worker. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener. And I just feel like I don't work for the Long Island Railroad, but I do work in the city, and I think that they have the money to pay the difference. Yeah, we all have to contribute to higher health care costs, but I don't think that's the issue. That's not the ending issue here. This issue is that these people have been out without a contract for 4 years.
Mm.
Not many, you know, it's a different time. It's not like it was before, but to be patient, the governor said he's not going to step in. Washington said they're not going to step in. So if anybody can identify with us, it's the people who ride the Long Island Railroad every day. They work hard. They know that they can't make ends meet on the salary that they had 4 years ago. Why should these people make ends meet? They got mortgages. They got kids in colleges. Transit can afford it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And we understand they should share the wealth
nice
a little.
I'm talking to you too, honey.
Okay, last caller because we're almost on the way out. We're going to be with our friend Bill Nunn. Caller, go ahead, caller, at the 973 number.
The 707.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Kay Thompson Payne, how are you? Hi. Hi, Wayne Gilman. Hi, Eric Payne. It's Gina. Gina from Bermuda.
And you're calling in from Bermuda, right?
Say hello to Bill Nunn, Gina from Bermuda.
Hi, Bill Nunn. How
hey, Gina from Bermuda.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Bill, you know that's my sister,
Gina. Oh, that's
Gina.
One of my favorite places in the world.
And
really? Bill, I was trying to tell you, I'm his sister. I don't know if you remember. But, listen, Bill, were you here for the Sam Jackson golf tournament years ago?
No. I don't golf.
Oh. Oh, you don't golf.
No.
Listen, I have a quick question now because I know the time is short, and I'm going to hang up and listen because my connection is not that great. Bill, you've made obviously a lot of roles, but I wonder, does it ever get irritating when you've made a role iconic like Radio Raheem, and people get a refer to the one role, even though it's, you know, so many years ago. Does that ever get irritating, or is it flattering, or is it something you just live with?
Well, to me, it's flattering. I've often thought, you know, it's not like people are saying, hey, will you say dynamite or something like that? You know, it's not that kind of iconic role. So I find it flattering, and it's something that I've just gotten used to now after 20-some years. But it's still, and it's kind of, it's an honor that people are still talking about that film, actually.
That's right. That's,
I was just going to say, I remember him in New Jack City, and I thought it was incredible performance on his part to just get into character through half the things he was doing.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
the gutter man.
Right. You know?
Jack
City. I know it's not a film.
Go
that we
should,
you know, pray, promote that because of the criminal element.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
but it was a good,
you know,
I mean,
it was a good film.
What it was a gangster film.
Right.
It was a good film.
Yeah.
Wes was great in it. Everybody was good in the film. But, I mean, Bill has also been, you know, if you go see Sister Act, the one that
he's
got Whoopi,
you
put Whoopi undercover right there, Bill. You placed her in And also a movie called Regarding Henry with Harrison Ford, where he played his therapist.
Yeah, and Canadian Bacon.
Were you? Oh,
yeah. Me and John Candy, that's right.
Wow.
That's right, yeah, John Candy. That's right.
Wow,
anyway, listen, I'm enjoying. I was going to ask you about that. He's definitely. Where is John? He's passed away, right?
Away, John.
Yeah, he did. I think that was about his last film, or next to last.
That was last film. That was a great role. Listen, I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm glad I was able to call him real quickly, but I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of it.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself from Bermuda.
Live from Bermuda.
So, Bill has done some movies. I mean, we're almost to the end. Patrick, we got 2 minutes to go, Billy. But we want to say once again, and you know, I'm going to be doing my hour, as I told you, Bill. So you're going to come back.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some stuff that we can't talk about in front of my mom, with my mom in the room. We got to talk about some of our other stuff, you know. Slightly different show.
You know, anytime is fine, you know.
This is my brother.
I've never really done much talk radio, so it's kind of fun.
Well,
yep.
You're going to be doing it again because we're going to be calling you and calling you, so get ready. Love you, Mike.
All right, Kay.
Okay.
You too.
Okay.
Bill
Nye.
Talking to y'all.
All the best. Right.
US on the USA Network, the TV show is called Sirens. Make sure you tune in, consult your cable guy to understand when it's, to see when it's coming on. It's a good show. It really is a good show, and you'll
how can people hear our show? Because a lot of people complain that they can't hear it.
You can go to Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to GoProRadio.com, to the GoProRadio.com website, and then you just look on the list of shows and click on the Kay Thompson Live show.
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple, and some of those people that we see will have to send them a link to the show. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Am I on the way out there? Pat, thanks everybody for listening to Kay Thompson Live Show. My mom is ready to go. She's first time taking off her stuff before her show is over. Thanks for listening. Join us next week on the Kay Thompson Live Show. I'm Eric Payne.
I'm Kay Thompson.
And
wait.
Right on time.